Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
When 21-year-old Louis Armstrong left New Orleans and arrived in Chicago in 1922, he was well-respected but not very well-known outside of small jazz musician circles. His lodgings were less than modest.
He was living at a boarding house at 3412 South Wabash.
Chicago historian Peter Alter of the Chicago History Museum says Armstrong's talent as a musician was noted but not yet fully developed into the innovator who would change the course of jazz music history and eventually all modern music. At first, he was just another guy in the band.
Not as the guy, but as an accompanist or as part of King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band or King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators. They typically played at the Lincoln Gardens Cafe, which before that was the Royal Gardens Cafe.
It wasn't long before Armstrong made his indelible mark, went to New York, and then returned to Chicago leading his own combo, the Hot Five.
10 years after he arrives in Chicago, he's essentially internationally known.
Part of the reason for his international success was not only his astounding virtuosity on the cornet, but also his unique singing style and an innovation created by accident in Chicago.
There's a story that he tells that they're playing this song, Heebie-Jeebies, in a Chicago recording studio. He dropped his music for the lyrics. So he had to literally improvise, that is, scat singing. And a lot of jazz historians believe this is kind of the popularization of improvisation or scat singing.
Armstrong was plowing fertile creative grounds in Chicago. The results would have long-lasting influence and impact.
Jazz historians say there wouldn't be so many of those, like especially post-World War II jazz greats such as John Coltrane, if there wasn't, you know, Louis Armstrong kind of trailblazing in the 20s.
Armstrong parlayed his early jazz recognition into movie and television appearances over several successful decades, creating a legacy that will likely never be forgotten.